End of day two, right? Christian wise, what?
Thursday, Friday, whenever it is.
Monday night.
A lot of people can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So you have to make something called Eretz Hashita. That is the halacha of Zion. Sorry? Very good, very good. Let's explain what happened actually. Very good. So the whole shayla is, what is this Eretz Hashita? What exactly is going on? What are you doing with this Eretz Hashita? It's a very good shayla, a good question. I always wonder what was going on with this Eretz Hashita. So, the idea of Eretz Hashita is, if I can find it here. Find it, Moshe, first. Right. Very good. So let's go to your question. Good question. What is Eretz Hashin actually about? What is the whole idea of Eretz Hashin? So the halacha is like this. Eretz Hashin is Takkonos Chachamim. What's the idea? The idea is that a person should remember that you're not meant to really cook on Yom Tov for another day. That means that's Pashtus and Issa Ben Atoh. We'll see whether I'm clear, really clear in a minute. To cook on Yom Tov for a weekday, let's say someone's got Baruch Hashem a Simcha on the day after Yom Tov. He's got a Bris Sugah. Now, it's very hard to get everything ready on after Yom Tov. I think it happened last year, I can't remember exactly what it was. Pesach finished, I think, on Thursday night. And Friday, actually, I had Baruch Hashem a Simcha in London on that day. I think it's very, very hard to cook on Thursday night. First of all, by the time the bakery's open and everything's open, it's very hard, yeah? So the question is, can you bake on Yom Tov for Friday? Friday's a weekday. You're talking about Matzah Pesach was on Thursday night. And Friday, Baruch Hashem, someone had the Simcha, and they wanted to cook on Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, not Yom Tov, let's talk about Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov, all the same. Can you cook on them for the next day? For Friday. Not for Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, but just the next day, a weekday. That's awesome to do. Right, see, this one is to do with Eretz Hashilin. You're not allowed to do that. Now, if we let you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, people make mistakes. They say, oh, you can cook for another day. And let's say it's a weekday, Shabbos is like a day we've done with Yom Tov. So people make mistakes. So Eretz Hashin was Takana to remind people that it's different. That was the Takana of Eretz Hashin. How exactly it works, we'll come to understand, but that is the basic idea of Eretz Hashin, to remind a person that you're not meant to cook normally from Yom Tov to a weekday. Right? That's the idea of Eretz Hashin. Now, there's a big machlokes, which actually makes a big difference, actually. So, what's going on over here? So, one shit in the Gemara holds that if a person cooks on Yom Tov for a weekday, he's done Issa Ben Atoh. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a weekday. If you do so, it's Issa Ben Atoh. Another shit holds in the Gemara, no. Actually, if you cook on Yom Tov for a weekday, you are not done an Issa Ben Atoh. Do you know why? You want to know why? Very interesting reason the Gemara says. The Gemara says, let's say it's Wednesday, let's say Friday afternoon, Rosh Hashanah. Let's talk about Shabbos. Let's talk about, well, let's say Tuesday, Wednesday is Yom Tov. And on Wednesday, I cook for Thursday, which is a weekday. So the first man on my holds, that's an Issa Ben Atoh. You can't cook for a weekday on Yom Tov. The other man says, sorry, an Issa Ben Atoh it can't be, because you never know when you cook on the Yom Tov if visitors might come. If visitors might come, so what's going to happen is then it could be used on Yom Tov. So it's not Issa Ben Atoh, it's Min HaRabbanan Issa, because you don't know they're going to come. But Min HaTorah is Mutar. So here, it's very interesting machlokes going on over here. If someone cooks on Yom Tov for the next day, a weekday, yeah?
Even
the Kavona for the next day, has he on Issa Ben Atoh, according to Chista, he has, like, he is according to Rabbo, he's not, because since visitors might come. What's that got to do with us? So the morning goes, it comes out enough commended, according to Tube Shotin. If you hold that you mustn't cook on Yom Tov for a weekday, Min HaTorah, this man Rabbo holds that Yom Tov for Shabbat is Mutar Min HaTorah, because it's all one Kedusha. Remember that? And the other man Rabbo holds, no, even Yom Tov from Shabbos, you could only be Matir because visitors might come. The practical difference with that is, which comes out of the Halacha Lamaisa actually, is if you hold you cook from Yom Tov Shabbos Min HaTorah, really, without a problem, because it's all one Kedusha, you can cook a minute before Shabbos comes in, you can put something on a fire. If you hold the whole reason it works is because visitors might come, if a person puts a food on the fire a minute before Shabbos, Well, the visitors can't come and eat it on Yom Tov. So you've lost the whole thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila, we take on like this. And therefore, when you're cooking on Yom Tov on Friday, ideally your food should be cooked as edible on Yom Tov.
In case you get a visitor.
What?
In case you mean you get a visitor.
But yeah, but at least it's possible for visitors to come.
Because Chazal knew, Shabbos you can't cook. You can't prepare. So normal Friday you prepare for Shabbos. Now it's Yom Tov, this Friday. What are the ones supposed to do? You need to prepare food for Shabbos.
That's right, but it's Hashem.
Why should I
told you, the Eitz Hashilim helps you, otherwise you make mistakes. Don't make an Eitz Hashilim.
Yeah, how are you supposed to cook for Shabbos?
You cook before, and you have cold food.
It's not just for cooking, it's also for preparing.
Yeah, what's about cooking?
Yeah, but I said.
Didn't have freezers in those days. How are you
supposed to cook?
Because you're starting the first 4 years.
How are you supposed to cook for
Shabbos? You're right, you have to cold food.
But why can't the Eitz Hashilim, you have to cook anyway for Shabbos?
You can't do it. Without this innovation, you couldn't do it. Is that correct? If someone has it on Eitz Hashilim, what happens? You can't cook.
Yeah, it goes to Fulas on the road.
Well, that's it. If you hadn't got, there's no rod there, you can't cook that.
You know you do.
Because I was worried that if we allow you to cook on Yom Kippur, it's a mixture.
How do you get around that?
So when you do it on Friday morning, put all your food on the oven and gas, and just take out what you need for your lunch, keep the rest on for showers.
Because they reason coming.
That's what I'm telling you. Mr. Brewer said, well, to accommodate this shitter, that at least the food should be raw to eat on Yom Tov. That way, it knocks it down into a drabonon that it really helps. Mr. Brewer said himself, though, if you couldn't do it, let's say someone got delayed. Someone realized at 10 minutes before Shabbos, he's got to put his water on. Let's say, oh, I forgot to put something on the fire. So, but the Eved, you can rely on the other shitter, that it's all one big kedusha, and it's mutter to do with Eitz Hashilim. But that's what it bases on. The Mishnah says, lechatchila, one should make sure that the food is edible to eat on Yom Tov.
Just understand, why does Eitz Hashilim actually make it work?
Right, so how does Eitz Hashilim work? So I told you, the danger of Eitz Hashilim is that if you don't have an Eitz Hashilim, the person might mistakenly cook on Yom Tov for a weekday. So Eitz Hashilim is set in motion to remind you. Now, how does it work? So Chazal say there's two reasons to Gemara. I think Gemara says two reasons. One Gemara is it's for covered Yom Tov. That what is it? Covered Yom Tov. I think it was. So many people learn that the idea of the Eitz Hashilim is that you start the cooking process already before Yom Tov Shabbos. So you know, this is different.
Master's really good. Eggs cook before Yom
Tov.
I've started cooking. Beforehand. This is all to remind a person not to make a mistake and realize that normally I must not cook on Yom Tov before Yom Tov. That's the whole setup of how it works. That is the general idea. Well, that's it's covered Yom Tov, that people should have enough food for Yom Tov and you have enough food for Shabbos. That's the basic idea of Eitz Hashilim. So once you've got Eitz Hashilim in motion, Moishi, then you can cook and do the malachas that you need on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That is the process.
I haven't got Eitz Hashilim, I still can't cook from Friday to Shabbos.
You can't go Friday to Shabbos.
Oh, but I know I can't do it from Friday to Shabbos. Yom Tov is Sunday. I know I can't do it.
You know, but not other people. Other people might not know.
I'm sure I mean. I think the Eitz Hashilim. I know I can't cook from Yom Tov.
I understand. Chazal don't make decisions like it's too dangerous. It simply says I know. Someone else says I know. They don't know. You make a mistake.
Can I cook the first day Yom Tov Shabbos?
Also, good question. You can only cook on the second day Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's a good question as well. You can only cook on the second day Yom Tov for Shabbos. Yes, Moishi. Ah, the cares also be tried. What do you do with the cares? Good question. What to do with the cares? Good question, Moshe. Good question. First of all, my friend, if a guy cooks, you can't eat the food any time of the year. It's a bit shlackle.
You put a gas on.
If I put a gas, I've got to sit 5 hours on the floor. Not sure that's how to do. Normally, a guy can't do what you can't do. A guy can't do. Same, but normally whatever you can't do, a goy can't do. If I can't cook on Yom Tov for afterwards, I can't ask a goy to do it for me. I must say, I had this problem. Very interesting, actually. I had this problem last year. This problem was problem. Actually, it wasn't a problem. It was a simple. And the question was what to do. The maestro, they got a caterer who did it. So the caterer doesn't mind doing it. I'm saying for a normal family, it's very hard to do. You've got to set the straight afterwards. What's the Pesach? It's Friday. Very complicated what to do. So they've got to cater to cater. The caterer's about to stay up all night.
You
know,
cater, you just get frozen coffee after
Pesach. Yeah. What? They cater through the night. They get catered through the night.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a problem. Right, that boy's saying. Now, I say, a lot of interesting sides of Eitav Shilin. Number one is, let's say someone forgot to pay Eitav Shilin. It happens, I mean, it's not unheard of, this, that people forget to pay Eitav Shilin. In fact, it's unfortunately quite common. So you're right, b'di'eved, a person can rely on the rov. But this is very b'di'eved, because once you rely on the rov once, it could be you had it. You can't rely on the second time. So most people try to avoid relying on the rov. I've had this question as well. It's a good question. Can you change the rov? Good question. I don't know. Not, what? It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. No, because the Gemara, I'll tell you why I'm not happy. I hate what you say. It's a very good point. Why can't you change the rov? I've been up to three shuls. This time I'm using that shul, that one. But the problem is that Gemara says it's called pesher. It's negligent. And the rov doesn't let him mind for someone who's negligent. So if the rov, the second shul, knows that you've already forgotten it once before, it could be he's going to have in mind not to be negligent. So I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know about this. Yeah. What? Change town. Maybe change town. Maybe change town. But what's an interesting question, Rabbi? I'll tell you a very interesting question. Is, so if someone forgot to make Eitav Shilin, or let's say, not to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah actually this does not work, but let's say a normal Yom Tov, which is Thursday, Friday, a person forgot to make Eitav Shilin, on a normal Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch says, on the second day Yom Tov, on Friday, you can make it tonight. So he realizes, oh, on Thursday, he makes it tonight. Wherever it is, Thursday or Friday, he makes it tonight. He says, oh, I forgot to make Eitav Shilin on Wednesday. Look, he says, if today's Yom Tov Thursday, then there's no problem. Tomorrow, I don't need to make an Eruv. Because it's Friday, a weekday. I couldn't make it for Shabbos. If today is not Yom Tov, so it's Erev Yom Tov, I can make Eitav Shilin now. So he makes an Eitav Shilin on Thursday, without broch. You don't make a broch, as far as I remember. You do not make a broch on a thing, but you can do that. On Rosh Hashanah, this eight doesn't work because we hold it's a sophic, it's one long day, and therefore Thursday, Friday might be one Kedusha. So you can't make this eight on Rosh Hashanah. So if you're stuck on Rosh Hashanah, you realize on Thursday you've not made the Eitav Shilin, the only option is to eat around the Rov or not to heat up food or whatever you need on Shabbos.
No, you do it Friday morning. Pick a chart Friday morning, ask them for lunch, Friday evening.
But you can't, let's say for schnitzel, let's say someone wants to make schnitzels. So a person can't fry 20 schnitzels on Friday because he doesn't know he's not going to have 20 schnitzels on Yom Tov. Now, Shalom says, well, you have to know if there's much more tirch involved in what you're doing, then you can't do that. What? I must say, sure, it's a good question we asked. What? To cook for you?
Yeah,
that you could do. Yeah, but you'd have a nice neighbour, he'll do it by cooking for you. Yeah, that you could do, actually. He's right, you can ask the neighbour, say, no, I'm going
to
start that.
People
don't need gas. I don't know if you, maybe, possibly. Well, take the pot to the neighbour.
Take the whole pot, then. You've got the gas. He's cooking in your house.
Yeah, not in your house. Yeah. No, not in your house. It can't be in your house. Yeah. It's actually for him, actually.
Yes,
no, not in your house. Definitely not simple. You can't cook, you can't do that in your house.
Okay,
the neighbour can maybe cook in his silver thing. Take a whole pot of chocolate, give it to your neighbour.
You got spare gas.
Make sure you don't live next to silicone, because
you got spare gas.
Yeah, that might work, right. Now, what's the big question that's also very interesting? Who does the Eitav Shilin cover? Let's say you've got married couples who are coming to your house, whatever it is, or I don't know. Children from Yeshiva, I don't know what, seven girls are coming back. Are they all included in Eitav Shilin?
Yes.
So you lot will be good rabbis, I must tell you. All be good rabbis. So first of all, that part of it is definitely right. Anyone who's a part of the household, that means children are eating part of the household, seven girls, boys in Yeshiva, that's the included. What about out of towns? Let's say the Moshe, family move in, the son and daughter, whoever move in for Eitav Shilin. What? Let's talk about married kids come back for Yom Tov and they're staying by you. Let's talk about they're staying by you.
Yes.
So it seems to be the general minig, seems to be, Rabbi Yisai, that we rely on the Eitav Shilin of the household for everyone. However, some posthumous or fatbik on this, there's a bi'alocha, which is not sure about this actually. Bi'alocha is about a shivcha who lives in a house, a shivcha Israelis actually. But since she's not really part of the household, interesting, he's musupa where she's including the Eitav Shilin. So some people tell that outside the karma also in the sovereign. The mimic seems to be making. What?
This
shifter
is not living.
She is. Oh, she is. Yeah, she's living in the house. Yeah, she's living in the house.
Question is, they've not arrived yet. They're still in London. They haven't arrived yet. They're late or on the way, and it's an hour's Yom-Tov, and I want to like do it now.
That's not right. Yeah, as long as you don't have to. As long as when Yom-Tov comes in, they can have it. They're accessible to it. Yeah, no. Not when you make the exhibition, but they have to be available when the Yom-Tov comes. Yeah, that's right. So the Maisa, Ikhadin, it looks like the Minig certainly is like this, that everyone is included. The Maisa, some possibly on Fatma Gavanath, and they say the best thing to do, which quite a few possibly bring down, is to be makneh to them part of the Eidos. That means either you can give it to me to lift up on their behalf, or they can do it themselves. They can, when they come to you, they can lift that part of the Erev and say, we also want to have a part of it. That works good to everyone. Say, the minik seems to be makel. The minik seems to be that one can rely on this fact that everyone's included in the house. I'm saying something on Fatima, I'm saying that I've got a topic about it. It's not so, so partial. What can you use the Eitav Shilin? It's also very interesting. What can you use the Eitav Shilin? So, generally, the halacha is something which is melafes as a pas. Now, what is that? The chayra, potato kegel, and lokshen kegel, and potato salad, or whatever these things, it has to be a cooked item. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. You need to have one cooked item, minimum of kazayas, some people have a kebaya, and a baked item, which is, it should be a kebetza. The baked item is not imperative. It's the minute we do this, the main item for Eitav Shilin is the cooked item. That cooked item suffices for everyone in the area. You've got one person in the area, 1,000 people. You have one kazayas, meikadin, they are yetz with that area, tafshilin. That area, tafshilin, though, must be a food that's going to be edible when you need it on Friday afternoon going to Shabbos. Someone told me he used an egg, and he left the egg out of the fridge before Yom Tov. He said when it came to Friday, and he opened up the egg, it smelled too good, which means it wasn't really edible. Now that is a serious problem. If the area of tafshin is not edible, you cannot use it.
Since it was when he started, it has to be edible at the time.
Who are then actually what you're saying? If you lose your Erev, also important. This has happened as well, my friends. Someone puts in the fridge an egg or a piece of fish for Erev Tavshinen. And on Friday, he comes to the fridge to look at Erev Tavshinen, and someone eats that. A nice piece of fish is gone. It's a problem. I mean, even though he had it in mind, it does not help. You have to have it there.
You should have the cooking.
Yeah, no. If I have a nice shot, you see the simple token.
Does one have to eat it?
No.
That's not for you, that's for
the rabbi. Alright, wayside. Sure, good, good shot. See you next year, everyone.
Yeshiva Bachram and Sand Girls. Are they covered by...
Yeah, they're covered.
By who?
By the person who makes it, the house, the father of the house, whatever it is.
They're living in the yeshiva or a dormitory.
They're not coming back beyond it.
So when you see the girls in Sam are here for Rosh Hashanah,
they're not here.
They are here. Girls in Sam are here. Stay here for Rosh Hashanah.
Where are they now?
In Sam.
Yeah, but eating at home.
Or not? No, they're in the dormitory. I don't know whether...
Can it?